The Concordant Literal New Testament, copyright 1983 by the Concordant Publishing Concern, the first book of John, chapter 1. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, at which we gaze and our hands handle, is concerned with the word of life. And the life was manifested, and we have seen and are testifying and reporting to you the life aeonian, which was toward the Father and was manifested to us. That which we have seen and heard we are reporting to you also, that you too may be having fellowship with us, and yet this fellowship of ours is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things we are writing, that our joy may be full. And this is the message which we have heard from him and are informing you, that God is light, and darkness in him there is none. If we should be saying that we are having fellowship with him and should be walking in darkness, we are lying and are not doing the truth. Yet if we should be walking in the light as he is in the light, we are having fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, is cleansing us from every sin. If we should be saying that we have no sin, we are deceiving ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we should be avowing our sins, he is faithful and just that he may be pardoning us our sins and should be cleansing us from all injustice. If we should be saying that we have not sinned, we are making him a liar, and his word is not in us. Chapter 2. My little children, these things am I writing to you that you may not be sinning. And if anyone should be sinning, we have an entreater with the Father, Jesus Christ, the just. And he is the propitiatory shelter concerned with our sins, yet not concerned with ours only, but concerned with the whole world also. And in this we know that we know him, if we should be keeping his precepts. He who is saying that I know him and is not keeping his precepts is a liar, and the truth of God is not in this one. Yet whoever may be keeping his word, truly in this one the love of God is perfected. In this we know that we are in him. He who is saying that he is remaining in him ought also himself to be walking according as he walks. Beloved, I am not writing a new precept to you, but an old precept, which you had from the beginning. The old precept is the word which you hear. Again, a new precept am I writing to you, which is true in him and in you. For the darkness is passing by, and the true light already is appearing. He who is saying that he is in the light and is hating his brother is a liar, and is in darkness hitherto. He who is loving his brother is remaining in the light, and there is no snare in him. Yet he who is hating his brother is in darkness, and in darkness is walking, and is not aware whither he is going, for the darkness blinds his eyes. I am writing to you, little children, seeing that your sins have been forgiven you through his name. I am writing to you, fathers, seeing that you know him who is from the beginning. I am writing to you, youths, seeing that you have conquered the wicked one. I write to you, little children, seeing that you know the Father. I write to you, fathers, seeing that you know him who is from the beginning. I write to you, youths, seeing that you are strong and the word of God is remaining in you, and you have conquered the wicked one. Be not loving the world, neither that which is in the world. If ever anyone is loving the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For everything that is in the world, the desire of the flesh, and the desire of the eyes, and the ostentation of living, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing by, and its desire, yet he who is doing the will of God, is remaining for the aeon. Little children, it is the last hour. And according as you hear that the Antichrist is coming, now also there have come to be many Antichrists, whence we know that it is the last hour. Out of us they come, but they were not of us. For if they were of us, they would have remained with us. But it was that they may be manifested that they are not all of us. And you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you all are aware. I write not to you, seeing that you are not acquainted with the truth, but that you are acquainted with it, and that no lie at all is of the truth. Who is the liar, if not he who is denying, saying that Jesus is not the Christ? This one is the Antichrist, who is disowning the Father and the Son. Everyone who is disowning the Son neither has the Father. He who is avowing the Son has the Father also. Let that which you hear from the beginning be remaining in you. If ever that which you hear from the beginning should be remaining in you, you also will be remaining in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise which he promises us, the life aeonian. These things I write to you concerning those who are deceiving you. And the anointing which you obtained from him is remaining in you, and you have no need that anyone may be teaching you. But as his anointing is teaching you concerning all, and is true and is no lie, according as it teaches you also, remain in him. And now, little children, remain in him, that if he should be manifested, we should be having boldness and not be put to shame by him in his presence. If you should be perceiving that he is just, you know that everyone also who is doing righteousness is begotten of him. Chapter 3, perceive what manner of love the Father has given us, that we may be called children of God, and we are. Therefore the world does not know us, for it did not know him. Beloved, now are we children of God, and it was not as yet manifested what we shall be. We are aware that if he should be manifested, we shall be like him, for we shall see him according as he is. And everyone who has this expectation in him is purifying himself, according as he is pure. Everyone who is doing sin is doing lawlessness also, and sin is lawlessness. And you are aware that he was manifested that he should be taking away our sins, and in him is no sin. Everyone who is remaining in him is not sinning. Everyone who is sinning sees him not, neither knows him. Little children, let no one be deceiving you. He who is doing righteousness is just according as he is just. Yet he who is doing sin is of the adversary, for from the beginning is the adversary sinning. For this was the Son of God manifested, that he should be annulling the acts of the adversary. Everyone who is begotten of God is not doing sin, for his seed is remaining in him, and he cannot be sinning, for he is begotten of God. In this are apparent the children of God and the children of the adversary. Everyone who is not doing righteousness is not of God, and who is not loving his brother. For this is the message which you hear from the beginning, that we may be loving one another, not according as Cain was of the wicked one, and slays his brother. And on behalf of what does he slay him? Seeing that his acts were wicked, yet those of his brother, just. Marvel not, brethren, if the world is hating you. We are aware that we have proceeded out of death into life, for we are loving our brethren. He who is not loving is remaining in death. Everyone who is hating his brother is a man-killer, and you are aware that no man-killer at all has life aeonian remaining in him. By this we know love, seeing that he, for our sakes, lays down his soul. We also ought to lay down our souls for the sake of the brethren. Now whoever may be having a livelihood in this world, and may be beholding his brother having need, and should be locking his compassions from him, how is the love of God remaining in him? Little children, we should not be loving in word, neither in tongue, but in act and truth. And in this shall we be knowing that we are of the truth, and shall be persuading our hearts in front of him, seeing that, if our heart should be censuring us, God is greater than our heart, and he knows all. Beloved, if our heart should not be censuring us, we have boldness toward God, and whatsoever we may be requesting, we are obtaining from him, for we are keeping his precepts and are doing what is pleasing in his sight. And this is his precept, that we should be believing in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and may be loving one another according as he gives us a precept. And he who is keeping his precepts is remaining in him, and he in him. And in this we know that he is remaining in us by the Spirit which he gives us. Chapter 4. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see if they are of God. For many false prophets have come out into the world. In this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit which is avowing Jesus Christ, having come in flesh, is of God. And every spirit which is not avowing Jesus the Lord, having come in flesh, is not of God. And this is that of the Antichrist, of which you have heard that it is coming, and is now already in the world. You are of God, little children, and you have conquered them, for greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. They are of the world, therefore they are speaking of the world, and the world is hearing them. We are of God. He who knows God is hearing us. He who is not of God is not hearing us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of deception. Beloved, we should be loving one another, for love is of God. And everyone who is loving God is begotten of God and knows God. He who is not loving knew not God, for God is love. In this was manifested the love of God among us, that God has dispatched his only begotten Son into the world that we should be living through him. In this is love, not that we love God, but that he loves us and dispatches his Son, a propitiatory shelter concerned with our sins. Beloved, if thus God loves us, we also ought to be loving one another. No one has ever gazed upon God. If we should be loving one another, God is remaining in us, and His love is perfected in us. In this we know that we are remaining in Him, and He in us, for He has given us of His Spirit. And we have gazed upon Him, and are testifying that the Father has dispatched the Son, the Savior of the world. Whoever should be avowing that Jesus is the Son of God, God is remaining in Him, and He in God. And we know and believe the love which God has in us. God is love, and he who is remaining in love is remaining in God, and God is remaining in him. In this is love perfected with us, that we may have boldness in the day of judging, seeing that, according as he is, so are we also in this world. Fear is not in love, but perfect love is casting out fear, for fear has chastening. Now he who is fearing is not perfected in love. We are loving God, for he first loves us. If anyone should be saying that I am loving God and should be hating his brother, he is a liar. For he who is not loving his brother whom he has seen cannot be loving God whom he has not seen. And this precept have we from him, that he who is loving God may be loving his brother also. Chapter 5. Everyone who is believing that Jesus is the Christ is begotten of God. And everyone who is loving him who begets is loving him also who is begotten by him. In this we know that we are loving the children of God, whenever we may be loving God and may be doing His precepts. For this is the love of God, that we may be keeping His precepts. And His precepts are not heavy, for all that is begotten of God is conquering the world. And this is the conquest that conquers the world, our faith. Now who is he who is conquering the world, if not he who is believing that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he who is coming through water and blood and spirit. Jesus Christ, not in the water only, but in the water and in the blood. And the Spirit it is which is testifying, for the Spirit is the truth, seeing that three there are that are testifying, the Spirit and the water and the blood, and the three are for the one thing. If we are obtaining the testimony of men, the testimony of God is greater. For this is the testimony of God, that he has testified concerning his Son. He who is believing in the Son of God has the testimony in himself. He who is not believing God has made him a liar, for he has not believed in the testimony which God has testified concerning his Son. And this is the testimony, that God gives us life aeonian, and this life is in his Son. He who has the Son has the life. He who has not the Son of God has not the life. These things I write to you, that you who are believing in the name of the Son of God may be perceiving that you have life aeonian. And this is the boldness which we have toward him, that if we should be requesting anything according to his will, he is hearing us. And if ever we are aware that he is hearing us, whatever we may be requesting, we are aware that we have the requests which we have requested from him. If anyone should be perceiving his brother sinning a sin not to death, he shall be requesting, and he will be giving him life for those sinning not to death. There is a sin to death. I am not saying that he should be asking concerning that. All injustice is sin, and there is a sin not to death. We are aware that everyone who has been begotten of God is not sinning, but he who is begotten of God is keeping himself, and the wicked one is not touching him. We are aware that we are of God, and the whole world is lying in the wicked one. Yet we are aware that the Son of God is arriving and has given us a comprehension, that we know the true one, and we are in the true one, in his Son, Jesus Christ. This one is the true God and life aeonian. Little children, guard yourselves from idols.